The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the kind of analogies or similes that I like for the mind and practice and how the mind works is that of a big bowl. I first saw this in museums, kind of science museums for kids, where you take this marble or sometimes you take a coin and you drop it in this bowl, and it spins around and goes up and down the sides, depending how much momentum is in going down. And it goes up and down and around and makes all these interesting patterns until it comes, gets slower and slower, and then it gets close to the middle and the bottom, and then in the science thing, it comes in, there's a hole there and it drops through. But in thinking about this, if you drop a marble into a bowl, that it'll kind of roll up and down the sides and around and about until the momentum gets less and less, and then it slows down, and goes for less and less up the sides, and eventually comes to rest at the bottom of the bowl. Unless you lean your hand over into the bowl, and as this marble gets slower, you push it some more, and you add momentum to it, and then it keeps going, and then as it slows down, you come in there and you push it, and it, you know, keeps going, and you push it and keeps going. But if you stop pushing the marble, it would come to rest. Well, this is what goes on in our minds. We have loose marbles in there, and we have our thinking that's spinning around. We have all these thoughts and concerns. And if we left it alone, it would all come to rest. But what we're doing is we're constantly interacting with our thoughts, interacting with our concerns, interacting with our mental activity. And so we're actually adding momentum to it. And that momentum, you can't just like push a button and stop it. It has to some degree, it has to slow down. And kind of, you know, the momentum has to go out. But the momentum can't go out if you're constantly re-spinning the thoughts, kicking them up again, or adding to them and fueling them. And then you're adding momentum. And I think most people live their lives that way, where they're constantly engaged or fueling or picking up or activating their thoughts, activating their minds, so things just keep going and going. And even if someone has an intuition that it's possible to have the mind come to rest, sometimes the very doing of putting it to rest is another pushing the marble some more. There's more activity. So this idea of learning how to leave things alone and not to involve and come to rest. And as we do that, some people will think that it's boring. Like, how could it be valuable and interesting to have the mind do nothing, to kind of just kind of not have this momentum going? It's like boring. But it turns out that boredom is just another spinning of the ball. It's just another activity of the mind. The mind is busy if you're bored. It's active. And as if you let the momentum or the movement of settling happen more and more, you'll settle through the boredom, and the boredom will fall away unless you believe the boredom and get involved in the boredom and, you know, spin the boredom marble. Then it'll never stop being bored. It'll always be bored. But boredom is just an activity. And so as these activities, as the spinning, the pushing of the marbles in the mind starts, as we stop doing it, the idea that it's boring, the idea that it's unsatisfying, the idea that it's not good enough, the idea that there's so much more important things to do in life and we have to do this and fix this and build up ourselves or solve our problems, all these things that have so much authority in our mind begin to quiet down. And what we come to in the end, when we come to, and the marble comes to rest, is we really arrive fully here in the present moment. The mind can be luminous, the mind can be quite clear and alert, and it feels very, very satisfying. It's like one of the more satisfying things for our psychophysical system to feel is to feel really present in the present moment in this experience. And it's kind of like the secret or the kind of strange thing that that it's almost by not doing that we have access to a very deep sense of well-being and sense of rightness, sense of clarity. Oh, it's so good. Finally, I'm here. But there's a lot of arguments for why that's not good enough. But those arguments are just more spinning the marble. And as long as you're spinning the marbles, it's never going to be good enough. When you finally stop spinning the marbles, then it's great. Not only is it good enough, but it's great. But then the thoughts come up, it's not good enough, it can't be this. But then you're just pushing the marble some more, and then it can never be good enough. But finally, when you let it all come to rest in the present moment, you're really here, rooted, you're arrived in the present moment. It turns out that that feels really satisfying. Probably one of the more satisfying things in your life. So as you practice today, you might see if you can let your marble settle. And which means kind of, it's kind of more like not doing than doing. And there's a way of being mindful, of being aware, which is more of a not doing than a doing. It's more like allowing for the natural capacity to know what's happening in the present, to operate, than it is to actively get involved to do the mindfulness. And you might see as you go through the day, the sitting and the walking here, whether there's some way of doing less, leaving things be, that allows you to settle into awareness or open up into awareness more than doing awareness practice. And maybe you'll feel, get some sense of that satisfaction that can come with that. And if what I say you can't relate to and doesn't make sense, that's okay. You can just leave that be and don't spin any more marbles because of it. So I hope you enjoy the day.